Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we have a couple of guests on the show with us here today, one of them being the Green County Fair Queen candidate 104, Elise Badger, now joining us. So thank you very much, Elise, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Since you're going out to being one of the contestants this year for the Green County Fair Queen crown, can you just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, what year you're going into high school, clubs and organizations that you have been part of in the past, and those that you're currently a part of?
My name's Elise Badger. I'm 16 years old, and I'm going to be a junior in high school. I've grown up in Greene County my whole life. I'm involved in 4-H, FFA, Young Leaders. I'm on the Iowa Junior Beef Breeds Association Board of Directors, and I also dance competitively at the Rhythm Room Dance Center here in Jefferson.
Now, did you show anything last year at the Green County Fair? And if so, what did you show and how well did you do?
Yes, I showed sheep and cattle, and I got the grand champion market lamb and then the grand champion market steer.
Did you show anything at the Iowa State Fair last year?
Yes, I did show sheep at the state fair last year.
And then are you showing anything this year at the Green County Fair?
Yes, I'll be showing sheep and cattle as well.
Since you are a member of both 4-H and FFA, can you tell us about how long you've been in each of those programs and why you wanted to be a part of both of them?
So I've been involved in 4-H since, I could start, so in fourth grade. Yeah. And I mainly wanted to be in 4-H because all my siblings showed, and I showed prior to 4-H at open shows and different things like that. So I wanted to show through 4-H, and I've been showing ever since fourth grade.
Okay. And as far as FFA goes?
FFA, my first year was my eighth grade year, and I got involved mainly because my siblings did it, and it's just right up my alley. Agriculture's a main part of my life. I first got involved because my friends did it. I didn't really know about FFA, but now it's led me to have a lot of leadership roles as I am the new president. And I've gained a lot of new friendships through FFA, and I've learned a lot of things through all the contests and some of the trips that I've gone on.
Additional question for you here, Elise, is what's your favorite parts of both 4-H and FFA?
My favorite part of 4-H is definitely getting to show. I show mainly, you can show through FFA, but I show through 4-H because I show steers, and you can't do that through FFA. So that's one of my favorite things to do, and 4-H has allowed me to show since I was a little kid in fourth grade, and that has been a huge part of my life since I can remember. And my favorite part of FFA is probably all the friendships that you have with other people that don't go to your school, because even though we have a chapter at our school, you get to meet so many different people through all the contests and all the stuff that you do. And you get to see them at all of your FFA events all year round. So I really enjoy all the friendships that I've made through the years that I've been in FFA.
Now, probably the most obvious, but maybe a difficult question for you to answer. Why are you running to be Green County Fair Queen?
I'm running because the Green County Fair has been a big part of my life since I was born. I have all older siblings, so I think I've spent every year at the fair now. My oldest sister is 12 years older than me, so she was involved in 4-H when I was just a baby. And that's been one of my favorite parts of the year forever. And I just love the community of people at the fair, and I love all the activities that we do. I love showing at the fair, obviously. That's one of my favorite things to do. I've been lucky enough to represent Greene County at different things, like the Heartland Throwdown, which is the showdown that you get to go to after you win the county fair. And I've also been able to represent Greene County at State Fair and Clay County Fair. So I've been able to use Greene County, and it's given me a lot of opportunities. So I think that I would love to represent Greene County at the State Fair.
We now turn our attention over to Taylor McDowell, who is yet another Greene County Fair Queen contestant. Taylor, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, what year you're going to be going into high school, and any clubs or organizations that you currently serve on.
My name's Taylor McDowell. I grew up in Greene County. I will be a junior at Greene County High School, and I'm currently a part of FFA, 4-H, and Young Leaders.
Did you show anything at Greene County Fair last year?
I showed 3 goats and 6 lambs last year at Greene County Fair. I won Rate Again and Senior Showmanship with my goats, numerous ribbons with my sheep.
And then did you take that on into the Iowa State Fair last year?
Yes.
What were some of the things that you learned when you were competing at the Iowa State Fair last year?
Meeting new people, getting the great experience.
Obviously, I'm sure you're going to be showing something at this year's Green County Fair. What is that going to be?
Goats and lambs.
How many goats and how many lambs are you planning on bringing?
3 goats, again, and 6 lambs.
What got your interest in wanting to show those kinds of animals?
They're small. They're not easy when you first start, but they get easier and they're really friendly.
How long have you been showing sheep and goat?
I've been showing sheep since 4th grade and goats since 5th grade.
Why continue to always show those kinds of animals? I mean, you've got a lot of years of experience behind you now, but why continue to show those kinds of animals?
Because it's really fun and I love getting to bond with them.
Awesome. And then tell me a little bit about your favorite parts about the Green County Fair overall.
Showing and helping others.
Now, you did mention that you're part of both 4-H and FFA. We'll start with 4-H side first. How long have you been in 4-H, and what is your 4-H club?
I've been in 4-H since I was in 4th grade, and I'm in Junction Food Producers.
Okay. And then why did you want to start in 4-H?
Because it looked really fun, and I always liked looking up to, like, the people that were in them.
Well, now it looks like some of the other younger 4-H'ers are looking up to you because you're also a 4-H young leader. Why did you want to be a 4-H young leader?
To help with the children and make sure they have fun with the fair.
Because the Green County Fair, I think, has grown probably even when you first started in 4-H, right?
Yeah.
It's gotten a little bit bigger, a little bit better. Fairgrounds have improved immensely since you first started in 4-H in 4th grade. Then on the flip side, for the FFA side, how long have you been in FFA?
Since 8th grade.
Okay, and why did you want to start in FFA then?
Well, my sister did it when she was in high school, and my brother, so I thought it'd be cool if I kept doing, like, if I started.
What are your favorite parts about being in FFA?
Meeting new people and growing bonds with people in my club.
Okay, all right. And then I guess the last question I'll ask you here, Taylor, is why are you running for Green County Fair Queen?
I'm excited where this journey could take me. I want to be the girl that my 8-year-old self looked up to.
And that is Elise Badger and Taylor McDowell joining us here for our Let's Talk Green County program as they are both running for Green County Fair Queen this year. You're listening to Let's Talk Green County, brought to you today by Fauci Agri Service in downtown Grand Junction, your channel seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.